Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, our weekly show about gay life from San Francisco. I'm Marilyn Pittman. 2013 is shaping up to be a watershed year for marriage equality. The Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, is on trial in March at the Supreme Court. Plus, it's facing repeal in Congress with the introduction of a law that would replace it, the Respect for Marriage Act. Because of DOMA, enacted in 96 by President Clinton, same-sex couples who are binational, that is, one is a U.S. citizen and the other is not, are prevented from being together, harming families, incomes, children, futures, and these people's mental and physical health. There are approximately 36,000 couples in this situation in the United States. The numbers are hard to confirm because some people choose to stay hidden. One more way to be gay and be hidden. Here's the bottom line. If you're heterosexual and you fall in love with someone from another country, well, you can just marry them and bring them into the country legally. If you're gay, you cannot. We'll find out more about the human costs of this discrimination and the current state of life for them and what the future holds now that President Obama pledged on January 29th in Las Vegas of this year to include them in the new push for immigration reform. 20 of these couples are chronicled in Judy Rickard's book, Torn Apart, United by Love, Divided by Law. Judy Rickard and her wife, Karen Buliolo, are here with me live in the studio. Welcome to Out in the Bay, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Joining us by phone is Levy Soloway, gay rights immigration attorney. He's doing some brave work there from New York City. Levy, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Thank you, Marilyn. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you on, all of you, again. We've covered this. We were on Out in the Bay sort of ahead of this curve. Now you've been on HuffPo and featured in TheAdvocate.com. You've been in doing television interviews. All of a sudden, there's some visibility about this issue. What's it been like to be on this roll, all of you?
It's snowballing.
It's snowballing. It's been finally getting some visibility.
Yeah, and that's good for all of us.
What the suffering is. It's one more way that gay couples are discriminated against and not having equal civil rights.
Right.
And so the visibility's there. Are you hopeful?
I'm feeling uncharacteristically optimistic these days.
And Karen?
I'm feeling very optimistic. And I see how far we've come over the last few years. And this year it feels really exciting. You know, that something's really, really happening.
Is part of that that President Obama was reelected?
Of course.
Oh, yes.
How much does that play into it? Can you imagine the Romney inauguration on that day?
I can't.
No.
We were ready to leave the country.
Yeah. We would have been more than ignored if President Obama hadn't, you know, been reelected.
Well, it's not just that he's been reelected. It's that he's speaking out and including gay and lesbian civil rights issues on every front he speaks.
Right.
The State of the Union, I mean, it's there now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He declared it last year when he was running, and now it's there, and it's part of, basically, part of policy.
Right, yes. And he told us personally when we were in Las Vegas in January at his immigration speech that we are in his proposal and that he wouldn't forget us. And I also had the opportunity to talk to Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano, who was sitting behind me. And I shook her hand. And
Very favorable to our tribe.
Yes.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case. And I told her thank you for what she had done already and that, you know, I hope that she would not forget same-sex binational couples and families.
And is that part of the Homeland Security Division as part of her job as HHS?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the one that's in charge of all of the immigration aspects.
Mm-hmm. And so it has to be folded in. Levy, join us. We have to fold these things into the immigration reform battles more than even DOMA. Which is it? Is it reforming DOMA or repealing DOMA that'll fix it? Or is it the immigration laws that the president is proposing?
Well, I think it's all one and the same. And I hope I won't disappoint you, but I think it's also not just an LGBT issue. I think that when Americans are prompted to think about what it means to be a family and how important it is to cherish our families and protect our families, that it doesn't matter if we're talking about a family that is headed by two women or a family that's headed by a migrant worker who made his way up from Central America and brought his wife and children to follow. The immigration reform debate is really a conversation about better policies to help families, families that include American citizens. And so, you know, when the president of the United States became the first ever president, he's been the first ever president on so many issues, became the first ever president to include same-sex couples in an immigration reform proposal that is an overhaul of our legal immigration system, you know, in large part, you know, what is he saying? I mean, he's saying, I'm using my bully pulpit, I'm using my position of leadership to let you all know that we must value all families. And as long as the law excludes LGBT families in the immigration context, we're not doing that. We're tearing apart those families. We're destroying those marriages. We're separating parents from children and preventing people from living their dreams and reaching their potential.
Yeah.
So I think that you know what this is, whether we talk about it in the context of DOMA and the Supreme Court, or we talk about it in terms of the immigration reform you know, battle that's ahead in Congress, is really how do we, as a nation, how do we do better for our families, and how do we create policy that is compassionate and fair and consistent and takes care of all families and treats all families and values all families?
Judy Rickard, my guest here on Out in the Bay.
Yeah, that's right. Levy's right, because there are so many aspects to immigration reform. And I'm so proud of Congressman Mikonda, for example, for including Uniting American Families Act in his...
Tell me about that. What is that?
Well, what is Uniting American Families Act?
Uh-huh.
Uniting American Families Act is a bill that has been limping along for a decade plus. But what it would do is add three words only to the immigration statute. And wherever the word spouse appears, there would be three words added, or permanent partner. And that would take care of people like Karen and I, same-sex binational couples, for immigration. So when my Congressman Mikonda heard about our situation and the fact that I was going to have to, you know, take early retirement so that my wife and I could stay together, he recognized the missing part of immigration reform in his bill, and he embedded UAFA into his Reuniting Families Act. He understands that Filipino families, as one category, have been separated for decades, waiting at the back of the line to have relatives united in America. There's all kinds of folks that need immigration reform.
Help and reform and equality.
Yeah, and it's not just us, but it's not good when people like McCain use us as a wedge or throw us up, to say that it's not going to get anywhere if gays and lesbians are included.
Gays and abortion have been the wedges for 32 years since Ronald Reagan, so there's nothing new under the sun about that.
Right.
We're a wedge. That's just what they do, and it works for them, and it doesn't work for us. But so far, progress is occurring against...
Well, we're certainly getting a lot more... publicity. We're getting some bipartisan support. Bills are coming to the 113th Congress with Republican co-sponsors. So, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Levy, what do you think of the efforts to repeal DOMA? Do you think that will happen either in the Congress or the Supreme Court? And then to try to pass its counterpart, this Respect for Marriage Act. What's your take on that?
First of all, you know, people should understand that the Supreme Court is going to address one section of the Defense of Marriage Act, which is a bill that is very, very short and has two sections. So even after the Supreme Court does its job, there remains a part of the Defense of Marriage Act that has to do with whether states should be required to recognize each other's marriages when it's involving same-sex couples, that would still be left for Congress to deal with and should be repealed. So I think that all branches of government have an equal and important role. The president and the attorney general have played a phenomenal leadership role in opposing DOMA and refusing to defend it and characterizing it as unconstitutional in court. And the Supreme Court will have it today to determine whether that part of the law that defines marriage for federal purposes is only between a man and a woman can, you know, be sustained under our Constitution. But, you know, Congress ultimately is at fault here. Congress passed this law. The institution of Congress passed a frivolous piece of legislation that was based on hate, that discriminated against lesbian and gay married couples who did not exist and would not exist for 8 more years. so eager were they to...
They headed us off at the pass, is what you're saying,
exactly.
Yes.
And so ultimately the responsibility will rest with that institution to undo this terrible blight on our history, this real violation of our civil rights, this sort of preemptive violation of civil rights. So regardless of what the Supreme Court decides, their job will ultimately end in Congress, where it should be ultimately fully and completely repealed. But certainly, I think the Supreme Court, has the opportunity. Oral arguments, of course, are coming up in March. It has the opportunity to take the part of the Defense of Marriage Act that puts this enormous distance between the federal government and every gay and lesbian person, married or not. When the federal government has a law that says that it will not recognize marriages of same-sex couples, that is creating second-class citizenship for every LGBT person in America, for every one of their family members, their children, their communities. So, the Supreme Court has a extraordinarily important role and an opportunity here to put that to rest. And then the work will continue. And the work will continue to make sure that our statutes are clear of discrimination and in every way that our families are protected. But for couples like Judy and Karen and thousands of other binational couples who are married and who simply want to have access to our immigration law provisions for married couples, a Supreme Court decision striking down Section 3 of DOMA will end that problem and make them equal. And that is what we're looking to the Supreme Court to do. I have a great faith that the Supreme Court will do the right thing. And I think that Americans need to be engaged in a conversation about why it is important for the Constitution to apply to all people.
Yeah. Levy Sellaway is my guest here. He's an immigration attorney at StopTheDeportations.com. Also joining me here live in the studio is Judy Rickard, the author of Torn Apart, and her wife, Karen Boliolo. Judy?
Yeah, I was going to say that, I want to be treated equally. I don't want to file taxes differently for the state of California and the IRS, for example, because the federal government doesn't recognize my marriage to my wife.
Yeah, you don't want to be... Well, that's the problem, is that you have gay marriage legal in 9 states. But until it's a federal law, or until we strike down DOMA,
right,
you still have the complication of filing your taxes one way and then filing them another way. You don't have federal protections for, and this has been an issue coming up in the news recently, military
right.
people who now there's no don't ask, don't tell, but there's stories coming out now about soldiers who are shunted by other members of the military because they don't want to have their gay partners as part of workshops about marriage, workshops
right.
about family.
Right.
They're very threatened by it, so that's coming up.
Yeah, but they also don't get equal benefits.
And someone dies in combat.
Right.
That seems just the most obvious, egregious thing, that if I die in combat, my spouse,
my wife doesn't get
anything
survivor
that
benefits.
Heterosexual people would
right.
immediately get if they
right.
were married. So,
well, I'm sure you know this, Marilyn. There's 1,138 privileges, rights, whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. that people get automatically when they get married, federal rights. But people like Karen and I and all of the same-sex married couples don't get those. Ooh. And, of course, the one that we're focused on right now is, I could talk forever about, tax inequalities, but the one that we're focused on is immigration.
That's right.
And we don't have the right, people like me don't have the right to sponsor our legally married spouses
right.
for immigration.
Karen, tell us a little bit, talking with Karen, Judy's wife, you're German by birth. You have a British accent because you were raised in England mm-hmm. at a young age. And so tell us a little bit about some of what you've been through. You haven't been on the program with me before when we've talked about this issue, and so I'm glad to see you and have you on. And tell me a little bit about sort of the things that you've gone through over the last several years in grappling with this on a personal level.
Well, one of the things is that Judy and I have been separated for several years throughout the 7 years we've been together, because when I had my B1, B2 visa, I had to leave every 6 months. And I actually stayed away for 9 months once because I wasn't allowed to come back. The really most difficult part has been the last 2 years, because since I last came into the country and I'm now in this process, I haven't been able to leave America.
Because you're afraid you won't be able to be let back in.
Yes.
That's
yes,
right.
She won't be.
And I have had to miss my son's wedding, and I've also had to miss my daughter's surgery. And I've missed a lot of other family occasions just because I can't go and, you know, grandma can't come.
Yeah. So that's a toll that it takes.
It's
on your emotional health, I assume.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually, since coming to this country and having to go all this, I'm having to take little pink pills that my doctor has given me.
What is this, antidepressant?
No, it stopped me having panic attacks.
Mm-hmm. So the costs are huge.
Marilyn,
yes, please, Levy Soloway.
If you think about the time that we have in our lives to spend with our family and how precious that time is, I'm not going to pick on Judy and Karen just because they are in retirement. But
well, they're almost the poster
precious,
children,
these are
though.
Precious years. These are precious years. You hope that you live a long and healthy life, but every day counts. And when you cannot get on a plane and go to your own son's wedding, and when you cannot be there in a time of crisis, and when you can't be there to just enjoy life together with the people that you care about, when you're, you know, basically stuck in a prison of a created by a discriminatory law, something is wrong, and it's something that no one will ever be able to give back to you. No one can give you that time. No one can give you the fortune that you spent on planes, et cetera, on airline tickets,
or in fighting it legally.
So I think, or
lawyers, Levy.
I think that when we look at what LGBT families have been put through because of DOMA, not just in the immigration context, but in so many ways, there are irreplaceable moments and non-reimbursable fortunes of financial and emotional cost. Every day that it continues, those moments are ticking away. That time is going, that precious time, and those costs are mounting. And there can be no justification. There can never be any justification for prolonging that one day longer.
I agree, so but I would also just add. Let me jump in here, Levy. I would also just say that in every struggle for civil rights, there is suffering, and this is the suffering you're describing. And it seems to be in struggling for freedom, for equality, part of the price. Some people, in this case, the people we know, the people you know, the people who are here on the radio with me, Judy and Karen, etc. Thousands of people are paying in order to move the game forward, in order to move history forward. And I would just point that out, that that's true of any struggle, that there is suffering and there's a cost.
If you look at the cost of any civil rights struggle, if you look at the millions of dollars that have been raised and spent, thank God, for our side to persuade and to educate and to eventually win the right to marry in all those states, and the amount of money the other side raised and wasted to perpetrate hate, all of that money could have gone to much better use.
Yeah,
one of these. That's a price our society as a whole pays. Those are not useful expenditures. Those are wasted dollars.
On the other side of it, you're seeing the opposition that six Republican senators, the Gang of Six, including Marco Rubio, now famous for drinking the water without looking at the water and looking at the camera, which I hilariously pointed out on Twitter, had to approve the violence. He failed to approve the Violence Against Women Act because it includes LGBT victims. Now, there's going to be fierce opposition, already there is, to these immigration proposals that try to include binational LGBT couples. However, the Log Cabin Republicans, which is, to me, an oxymoron, they're gay Republicans. Executive Director R. Clark Cooper was quoted as saying at theadvocate.com, many in our party are finally recognizing that we have to deal with the reality of committed same-sex partnerships and that the federal government has a responsibility to ensure all legally married couples are treated equally under federal law. So, in other words, it's a case of the electorate leading the lawmakers, which is democracy at work, I suppose. But it seems to me that we're dealing with a lot of opposition continually since, I guess, 1980. We've seen this with these wedge issues, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to prevent the president from including this in the immigration reform, and he may have to sacrifice it in order to get something done. Do you think that?
I have to say I'm much more optimistic than you, Marilyn. I think if you take a look at Marco Rubio's statement and John McCain's statement and others who are essentially trying to bait us or bait the press, by throwing out there the idea that immigration reform that includes LGBT families is dead on arrival, will not be able to get votes, specifically because gay Americans are being considered. I think that they're trying their best. They have a losing hand when it comes to immigration reform, so they're trying their best.
Well, let me ask you this:
I just don't think there's a constituency for that perspective. And I actually think that majority of Republicans and Democrats and Americans want to see a bill get done, and they're not going to tolerate anyone, John McCain or Marco Rubio, refusing to vote for an otherwise practical immigration reform package because LGBT families were included.
Well, let me ask you this.
They're trying their best. But
hang on. Let me ask you this. Let me jump in here and let me ask you this. And that is that if they fail to include LGBT binational couples in the immigration reform laws, if they can get anything done, can the repeal of DOMA, does that change Judy and Karen and everybody else's situation?
You know, I'm glad you asked the question. I mean, they really are two separate issues. Inclusion of same-sex partners in immigration reform efforts is very important because we don't know what the Supreme Court will rule. And we do not know whether the federal government will recognize same-sex marriages because we don't know whether DOMA will be struck down by the court. And, of course, if Congress is going to be repealing DOMA, that's years away. So we need to amend and provide within our family-based immigration provisions for same-sex partners of American citizens and permanent residents. That's absolutely necessary. But if immigration reform, and I also want to say the timing on this is very important, because immigration reform will be fought out over the next few months, but the most likely scenario is that the Supreme Court ruling on DOMA will come first before a bill is voted on anyway. However, working on legislation is not something you do the night before the vote. So you've got to spend the next few months making your case and building support for inclusion of Uniting American Families Act, which I helped write in the 1990s, and I'm pleased to see that it's still around. And I think it has legs. But you have to keep working on that. You never give up. Mm-hmm. You have to keep working on that, and you don't, because you don't know. But it's absolutely true that if the Supreme Court strikes down DOMA and all of our marriages are equal under federal law, including immigration law, that an immigration bill that passes without this provision would not have the same catastrophic effect, because Judy and Karen would be taken care of. And in the future, gay and lesbian Americans who fall in love with someone from another country can sponsor them for a fiancé visa petition, just like straight Americans do all the time. Gay and lesbian Americans who fall in love and get married to someone from another country can petition for them to have a green card, just like everybody else. And so that provision won't be necessary. But we're not at that point yet, so we must fight for an inclusive immigration reform bill.
Okay, let me jump back in. Levy Soloway is my guest. He's an immigration attorney, stopthedeportations.com. You can find him there. Judy Rickard, the author of Torn Apart, a book about binational couples who have suffered through these years of discrimination, and her wife, Karen Boliolo. Boliolo. There, I said it right. Got the Silvio Poggioli kind of accent there. That's very good. Are you excited? March 26th, 27th are the dates when DOMA and Prop 8 go before the Supreme Court. Is that right? Are you
That's
heading
right.
to Washington, D.C.?
No, we're watching
Not
on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Because
I am excited.
There's going to be some protests, some demonstrations. There's going to be some bodies.
Yeah, but we don't
on
have
the lawn.
We don't have the money to go flying across the country every time something happens.
That's what we said when they asked us to go see the president, and we went.
So, do you see the two of you in your lives as women in your 60s and 70s? Wow. So, do you? That's the other thing. Is that you said this really fun thing? LGBT POV. Frontier magazine.
You said, Judy says, Karen and I are old broads, old dykes, lesbians of a certain age, golden girls. This is our time in life when we want to cash in on all the goodies. And instead, we have to spend more of our reduced income to solve problems that nobody should have to face. Nobody should have to choose between spouse and country. Nobody should have to choose between family and country. Same-sex binational couples need the same promise of equality that any American couple has.
Yeah,
and so do you get this sense of excitement in your marriage to each other privately? Do you get this sense of excitement of what if it's all over and how you'll feel and be at that point?
Well, people have asked us that before, and you know, my standard answer is that I want to be out of business. I want this all done. I want to be out of business yesterday. You know, and as much as I love Levy, I don't want to have a lawyer, you know, to be here in the country. You know, I don't want him having to work on projects like this that he might not find, you know, enjoyable. But to get back to the comment that you read, that was from the wonderful video that DeVote Campaign and the DOMA Project did about our story. And, you know, the work that Levy and Bryn Gelbart have been doing with that project is just stupendous. You know, putting the face of us out in front of the public, you know, and really getting the stories out so people can change their hearts and minds.
Well, and it has been huge.
If people want to watch that video, they can,
yes, please,
go to www.domaproject.org.
Good, thanks.
Yes, and there's lots of stuff on YouTube as well. Judy Rickard is my guest here, along with Levy Soloway and her wife, Judy's wife, Karen Boliolo. And we're talking about binational couples and the immigration battles and the discrimination that they face here in this country.
You know, one of the things, you know, to get back
on out in the Bay,
how it's affecting our marriage, you know, there's been times when, you know, it really gets hard to put one foot in front of the other. And
it's not a very romantic thing, is it?
No,
well,
it's not.
It's not sexy.
Being separated, I get this, being separated for months at a time, and because of the time difference, I had to have my marriage on Skype in my office with my two other co-workers there while I was trying to converse with my wife. And that's a real dicey thing to do. I mean, you can't say a whole lot that you might want to say.
Mm-hmm. Like, you look cute today.
Well, or like anything anyone might imagine, you know? And so try doing that for months at a time.
It takes a toll.
It does take a toll.
On the psyche and on the heart.
It does.
Even though you fight the good fight.
We're very grateful that we are living at this time when we have computers and Skype and cheap telephone calls.
Sure.
And I think that has saved a lot of people. But it's not the same,
not the same as being able to touch.
To actually touch her.
Touch. It's called human interaction.
Yes.
Right. Well, and, you know, the people in my book, you know, that have been separated for years. I mean, one couple, one's in Canada, one's in Mississippi.
And?
So, you know, I mean, they're separated
for years.
Still
going through the pain of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's so great to have you on. Thank you for sharing your personal story as well as your political battle. And, Levy, thank you very much. I know it's late there in New York, so I really appreciate you staying up and giving us some of your time here so we can further this education of the public about this very important issue. Thanks very much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. Levy Soloway, Judy Rickard, and Karen Boliolo have been my guests here on Out in the Bay. You've been listening to Out in the Bay. It's a weekly show about gay life from San Francisco. Our show streams and is on the air every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific. And then we archive it for podcasting and on-demand listening at outinthebay.com. Check it out. It's our new website. Check out our Playing Favorites page, where we put up a dozen of our best shows. Ang Lee, Sylvester, John Waters, many, many more. And make a donation. It's public radio, people. You're the public. It's tax-deductible. It keeps us on the air. You want that, don't you? Remember, you're the public in public radio. And you can get us on your phone. Just go to outinthebay.com and download their Stitcher app. Write us with your comments or questions. My email is Marilyn at outinthebay.com and Eric's is Eric at outinthebay.com. That's Eric Jansen. Thanks to the staff and management of KALW, especially Joanne Marr, our engineer. Out in the Bay is produced by Eric Jansen and me. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Thanks for joining me. Thank you.